My name is Tom Martin from Baltimore, and for Trey Radel this week. Delighted to be here at 92.5 Fox News. And the Solyndra case grows curiouser and curiouser. And when you see the executives up there, not that they don't have the right to take it, but when one after another they stand up, and at the most innocuous question, like, is today Thursday? And you hear the guy say, on the advice of my attorney, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's quite interesting. This is $535 million. They went belly up. This energy type of energy is not going to work. Someday, maybe, 175 years from now. Keeping a very close eye on this is Chris Horner. And Chris has written a number of books on the subject. It was my delight to talk with him. Just a few days ago, actually. He is the author of three best-selling books, Power Grab, How Obama's Green Policies, and believe me, is this coming true, will steal your freedom and bankrupt America. Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Used Threats and Frauds and Deception to Keep You Misinformed, and The Incorrect Guide to Global Warming and Environmentalism. And by the way, folks, not only are you misguided, but it is proven to be a multi-million and even in some cases billion-dollar windfall for people working on something that we really don't need. Chris, good to be chatting with you again. And does the Solyndra case, I guess, to you, it does not grow curiouser and curiouser?
No, I'm just getting the victory lap is getting long and tiring. But yes. Hopefully, I have to say, if this proves to be the end for this boondoggle, which is not recent, it's not new, this is just a rapid acceleration of it. It's been going on for 60 years. Then I say the $500 million was worth it. Now, I'm realistic. I don't know that this will be the end of the green. Pursuing supposed new technologies, all of which were invented in the 1800s.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's nothing new with wind. Always been there as energy.
Even producing electricity, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, they'll roll their eyes. You say, no, wind-powered electricity was commercialized back in 1891. Solar-powered electricity was commercialized in 1888. Electric cars, about the same time. These aren't new. They're losers. They're not competitive. They're not economic. But a music man strolls into town every few years saying, I've got this, or a monorail salesman for Simpsons fans, I've got this. I've cured the bugs, which all turn out to be features, and I now have found this to be just a few years away. It's always going to be just a few years away. It's always been just a few years away. But they fleece us for billions every time, and every time we're told by the politicians who fall for it, oh, well, what happened was unforeseeable, except the private sector foresaw it time and time again.
And it's just not one of these places that's gone belly up. With our money, and it is our money. I don't want to hear this nonsense about federal funds or stimulus funds. It's out of the pockets of hardworking taxpayers. When we have enough fossil fuels to be environmentally, and I forgot when I was talking about this subject earlier to mention the wonderful abundance of coal that we have, along with oil and natural gas. We already have it. We could be an energy exporting country and make. And provide tens of thousands of jobs for people. But again, when you get the environmental extremists and the media together, where they're often bugs, the same bugs in the rug, we're going to be sold this nonsense down the river, and it's going to cost us dearly as taxpayers. And yeah. I don't know if we'll ever get over it.
It turns out, Tom, is that every day we're seeing more and more stories about senior officials not only knowing, I don't know how you not know. The entire private sector knew. But warning other senior administration officials, including the president. The L.A. Times has a story today saying that Larry Summers and Tim Geithner and Stephen Chu all have raised concerns about this. The way it was – the idea is a pig in a poke, but the way that it, even the way they were doing it, they said, this is going to lead to colossal failures. I mean, this is – they were setting not themselves up, except for political loss. They were setting us up, and we did tell you so. Remember – every talking point, every one that they've raised so far in defense of what they did is so easily fisked and rebutted, it's almost shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, there's four of them. Well, if we don't do this, we'll lose the great, and you fill in your green boondoggle here, whatever it is, solar panel race to China. They say with windmills, electric cars, everything else. Well, China's only making these things to sell to us. I assure you it's not like they won't sell them to us.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't want to buy solar panels from China, then don't pass laws requiring us to use solar panels. Otherwise, you're going to buy solar panels from China.
Well,
They can do anything that's command and control better.
The big windmills are also, you'd think, well, they would probably be made. No, they're not made in America. They're made in China, and they're not effective. I was telling Chris last time we talked that when I was in Guantanamo Bay for a week of shows back in 2006, they had three of these monster things up there. And this isn't very big. It's 41 square miles. They do give about 20% of the electricity for 40 square miles, which is really small when you think of it. Imagine, and by the way, it's not always windy, but imagine how many of the damn things you'd need to do an entire country or even to give us a significant, I'm talking about 20, four of them for 20% of 41 square miles. Imagine what it would take to do a significant amount. It's not going to work. It's not designed to work. It'll never work.
Let me tell you, the Carnegie Mellon University, their Electricity Industry Center, has a report out I just saw yesterday. I haven't read the whole thing, but scanned it, and it looks like if you ever tried to build enough windmills to get 20% on our system, you may be able to do it. You're talking about covering several states, and remember, the wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine. You need extremely expensive special transmission lines running through what's called critical habitat, but they rush these things around the Endangered Species Act because they're politically correct. You may be able to do it, but you would threaten system collapse. I'm referring to a Carnegie Mellon Electricity Industry Center paper out yesterday. So now the good news is, even with a binge, we're not going to get anything like 20%. The government still says only 3.2% of our electricity would be generated by wind in 2030. So this is it's not about what these silly TV ads show you, getting us off foreign oil. We don't run on wind-powered cars, and we don't get our electricity from oil.
It's
1%, just like wind.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Chris, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to see where you think this whole thing is going. And you're not giving up here. I know you got Freedom of Information Act requests out there. And a bit on warming and a prominent resignation that took place that was totally, I mean, if it was a case of underreporting. Significant scientist, an Obama supporter, says enough of this global warming nonsense. We'll do that when we come back.
92.5 Fox News traffic.
In Lee County, Sheriff's Department still on scene from an earlier crash at Estero Parkway at 41. This one involved injuries as well as road blockage, so please once again allow yourself some time heading into this area. Orange River Boulevard at Palm Beach Boulevard. Sheriff's Department working on a crash there. This one had road blockage at the intersection as well as injuries, so please once again watch yourself as you head into that area, and look out for traffic building coming over to Midpoint Bridge at Colonial. Daniels at 41, Colonial at 6 Mile Cypress, parts of McGregor with stop-and-go traffic too. And in Collier County, they're rolling crash-free. That's traffic.
92.5 Fox News weather.
We're starting off our Tuesday morning with some patchy fog across southwest Florida and temperatures holding into the mid-70s. By this afternoon, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and the chance for a few isolated storms with highs topping out at 89 degrees. For Wake News SkyTracker Weather, I'm meteorologist Kira Miner.
Watching your wallet, I'm Jeff Bellinger. For new home buyers, green is the color of money. The share of homes being built with environmentally friendly features jumped to 16% of single-family starts last year from just 2% in 2006. Fueling the trend is a desire to save energy at a time of high fuel costs. Many of the latest practices in green building involve recent innovations such as blown fiberglass insulation, blowing fiberglass between walls rather than installing matted sheets is a relatively new technique for improving energy efficiency. Heat pump water heaters have also hit the residential market over the past 2 years as a way to slash bills. These water heaters suck heat out of the air and use it to help heat water. The savings can be significant. Electronic monitors are also helpful. They can let homeowners track their energy use so they can turn off electricity where it's not needed. And at least one green building technology costs less right out of the gate, and that is concrete countertops. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report. For 92.5 Fox News.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak here for We Gold 1 Hour Air Conditioning. I've got a heck of a deal I want to tell you about, a deal that they've actually extended. They cut the labor cost out for any iEfficiency system you get through We Gold 1 Hour. It's a great time to replace your AC. No labor costs. They did this for Labor Day. Well, they're now extending it until October 15th. So you only have a little bit of time to go ahead and get this done. But think about how much money not only are you going to save on your high efficiency system month in and month out when it comes to your electric bills, but no labor to get this put into your home. Give them a call today. WeGold 1 Hour Air Conditioning. Here's the phone number, 597-8774. 597-8774. You can also visit them online, coolguysfl.com. That phone number again, no labor costs. You're going to save and save big. 597-8774. WeGold 1 Hour Air Conditioning.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-500-1467 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of 1 per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-500-1467. That's 1-800-500-1467.
Supporting businesses takes honest commitment. Hi, I'm David Call, President and CEO of Fifth Third Bank in South Florida. We understand and appreciate the challenges of doing business in an uncertain economy. As your financial partner, we are committed to not only understanding your business, but also providing the advice along with the financial solutions and services to help ensure your prolonged success. One critical way we can help is providing access to credit. And simply put, Fifth Third Bank is lending. In fact, during the first half of 2011, Fifth Third Bank has loaned over $10 billion to businesses across the country, many of them right here in South Florida. And we're committed to lending $28 billion more in the year to come. Because we're not waiting for the economy to improve, we're helping businesses make it happen. Find out how we can help you drive results. Visit us at 53.com/driving results. Loans subject to credit review and approval. Rates may vary based on credit qualifications. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak here on 92.5 Fox News and TV6. You're in good hands here while I take a little bit of time off. Last vacation before our baby is born. Be back soon, though. Take care.
This is Tom Marr sitting in for Trey, and my guest is Chris Horner, who has not going to give up on the cylinder business. Before we get to that, a caller earlier, you recall, said that the Alaskan oil, he heard it was all going over to Japan. We tried that during the Clinton years for a couple of years, did it 5 times. It wasn't cost effective. This oil now goes to refineries, I thought I was right, in Washington State, California, and Hawaii. And it provides most of the fuel in the northwestern states. None of it leaves the country. Now back to Chris. Chris, you're not shying away from this one. You're looking for more information on Cylindra. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in fact, over the break, I was typing up my reminder to the Department of Energy because we're going to sue as soon as the law provides us the opportunity, given the Department of Energy is stonewalling us, apparently. On September 2nd, we filed a Freedom of Information Act request, beating all others, I'm sure, when the lobbying angle first popped. Because I've seen this on the inside before. I was hired by a company, and then they told me why, and I left almost immediately, 3 weeks, in 1997. Enron, who started this whole nonsense, they bought Uneconomic Investments, the world's largest windmill company. Now it's called GE Wind. It used to be called Enron Wind, the country's second biggest solar company. And they were uneconomic, and then they set about working with Greens to scare people into providing exactly this. Well, I left after raising some questions. I had seen this before, so I decided to ask for Cylindra's lobbying communications as well as communications about the lobbyists, the lobbying campaign, and a particular congressional district. Pete Stark in California, who was integral to the president's health care push.
Right.
He was chairman of the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee, Subcommittee on Health. At the time Solyndra was being rushed through in circumvention of process and it appears the law, he was their necessary chairman to rush through this tax provision of Obamacare to finesse it so they could claim it wasn't a tax politically and then in court claim it was a tax to defend the constitutionality of Obamacare. So we sought these records to and from the lobbyists, to and from Pete Stark's office, mentioning the lobbyists for Pete Stark's office. And they haven't even given us an acknowledgement and a tracking or identification number. So they appear to be hunkering down. And so we will sue, and we will sue very promptly. We do this on FOIA quite a bit, including with DOE. I had already exposed this particular office, which used to be run. It was run at the time by Kathy Zoi, who was Al Gore's CEO before she became Assistant Secretary of Energy for Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. So I'd already discovered that she had worked with the Wind Energy Association and the Center for American Progress to try to smear the Spanish Green Jobs Study, particularly the professor. I got the emails showing how they orchestrated that, and we had to threaten to sue there, too.
Well,
but a field office came
and
through.
The people involved in the global warming nonsense, not as if it happens or it doesn't happen. They've had a prominent scientist who was an Obama supporter say enough's enough. The Kelvin temperature has gone from 188 to 188.8. Things are fine. I've had enough of this. If only the national media, because most of the networks are in the tank, the New York Times, Washington Post, you know that, would let the American people know that this whole thing is a farce, fake, phony, and fraud from A to Z.
Yeah.
We've always had a little global warming or a little cooling. Man doesn't have a damn thing to do with it.
They don't report the skeptics, as you know. It's not, science is not a democracy, but there's more trained scientists who have come out publicly saying that at minimum this is overblown, if not orchestrated. And they're just all dismissed as cranks. In some cases, even Art Robinson, oh, did you know he homeschools his children? Well, we can't listen to him. I mean, it's just amazing what they'll do to dismiss Freeman Dyson. Well, he's getting old and so on. Very, very esteemed scientists who come out saying, enough already. You're corrupting my profession. In my profession, the institution of science stands to lose. That doesn't. The media don't like stories that don't fit the template.
You
and
got it.
Why Green Jobs is driven by them. You know that.
You have just hit the nail on the head. And the amazing thing here is that there is so much new scientists coming on now who, by the way, are into science. And politically, they may be to the left or the right. But they've even been caught fudging and faking things. And yet the media doesn't report on that at all. They want to try to pretend like it is at the University of East Anglia, is that where it is? That cheating about global warming and what it meant, and it all turned out to be lies and nonsense, doesn't even get a headline. You can't find it in the New York Times. It might be in page A28 or something in a paragraph.
It's amazing. People know nothings. People who will dismiss you because you are not the right kind of scientist. Are not the right kind of scientists. And they turn to people like Al Gore, who, of course, failed out of two different graduate schools, but neither was science, did poorly in science. Politicians are perfectly qualified to opine on this, but not Freeman Dyson, an esteemed physicist. You are qualified. You know, leading scientists at the IPCC, the UN body, are railroad engineers,
incredible.
Anthropology teaching assistants. Yeah. So it's what you believe is what determines your qualifications. So Orwell smiles.
All right. Well, Chris, keep up the good work. It was great talking with you again, and thank you for talking to folks in Southwest Florida here today and putting them in the know on what's going on. We'll talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye, Chris. This is Tom Maher. We say goodbye to our listeners now as we will be sitting in for Trey Radel again for the next 3 days. I want to thank the invaluable John Mounts for the great job he's done again today, and hope you'll be here tomorrow. Have a great day and a better tomorrow. We'll see you at 5 a.m. on 92.5 Fox News.
This is Daybreak. 92.5 Fox News.